A punch-drunk president? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Big 60 Minutes interview last night. After all the turmoil of last week, I thought the president looked cool and controlled. And yet the big web headline was, is President Punch Drunk?
Explain your mood and your laughter.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
a punch drunk?
Big headline on Drudge Report, even on Politico.com, implying that presidential laughter is inappropriate in times like these. But you see, what happened was Steve Croft was simply noting that the president had laughed at a question about bailing out the auto industry.
I just want to say that the only thing less popular than putting money into banks is putting money into the auto industry.
18% are in favor. 76% against.
It's not a high number.
Of course he's going to laugh. How do you not laugh at what's been going on? For example, last week, 85 Republicans voting for a 90% income tax rate on financial executives. And today in the Wall Street Journal, a banker complains that after his income hits $250,000 in October, he won't have an incentive to work because at that point his bonus would be taxed at 90%. So he's going to have to take the last 3 months of the year off. How do you keep a straight face? Laughter is the trend in the news business anyway. Half the public now relies on comedy shows for their news, half on talk radio, and half on tweets from John McCain's BlackBerry. It's just a funny world we live in. But don't worry, the American public is highly educated and understands perfectly well what's truly important and what's not. I'm sorry. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.